Well, diesel came in the early 50s with the passenger train, and then in that later on in the 50s they went all diesel. And that, of course, made the trains became longer. Grain trains, they went up to 100, 120 cars, that sort of thing. And again, in those days, every grain train that came into Thunder Bay had to be pumped. The cars had to be separated. Car of wheat for pool one, a car of wheat for Cargill, a car of wheat for pool seven. It was all separated. And they operated that way right until the grain. Until the Grain Transportation Agency or Canadian Transport Commission at the time took over, and in accordance with the Canadian Wheat Board, they changed the system to pooling, so that a car of grain, if it was a car of wheat, came into Thunder Bay, it could go to any elevator that handled wheat, and that eliminated all that individual humping and switching. So a whole train of wheat could go to any elevator. But then the companies that owned the grain in the first place or had
Take a
taken the grain
delivery of
in, they wanted their share at Thunder Bay, so we had to develop a formula for each grain company. So Sass Wheat Pool was the largest. They handled about 50% of the grain in the country. Therefore, we had to give them 50% of the grain
that came in here,
in Thunder Bay.
right?
Manitoba Pool was about 18%. Cargill was about 6 or 7%. Richardson was around 12%. Grain Growers was 15%, and P&H was about 1.5%.
Patterson's?
Patterson's wasn't part of it then. They had shut down all their elevators. They in 1972 they didn't unload grain cars.